Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. As the music industry continues its drive towards corporate monopolies and algorithm-driven playlist, music lovers could wonder if there is both an audience and an outlet for original, independent music. Enter Rebecca Webb, founder and team leader of Portland Radio Project, a Portland, Oregon-based streaming music platform with a mission to give a voice to local musicians, nonprofits, and small businesses engaging and mentoring new generations of art lovers and community supporters. Found at 99.1 FM on the local radio dial and streaming globally, PRP is committed to providing a resource for local music while encouraging diversity and inclusion. Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. So tell us, I'd be curious, what actually inspired you to launch a digital community-based radio station?
You know, over the course of my 30 or so year career, I noticed a pattern in radio where I did most of my work. And it was the well-known phenomenon of ownership concentration, where companies acquired more and more stations and where fewer and fewer people worked. And of course, the upside for the owners is more efficiencies and leading to greater profits. But the downside is the shrinking number of employees, everybody working at more and more stations and working at more and more work. Programming was created increasingly out of town, sometimes far away from the communities that the stations were supposed to serve. So my co-founders and I, believing that democracy demands the reflection of local voices from local communities, decided to fill that gap and serve musicians, nonprofits, and small businesses. We already had a very solid news station locally, Oregon Public Broadcasting, so we focused on the music platform.
Being a radio buff, I really can appreciate this. Impressive what you've been able to launch here and what you're doing within the community with the Portland Radio Project. Well, well done. Now, let's look at your background, if you don't mind. What is your background, and are you a media or music expert or something else?
Well, I'm a journalist. I have reported news and hosted programs on radio and television, mostly radio, over the course of my career. And that's where I sort of observed this decline of my industry. And so I decided when I was let go during the recession of 2008 to study that phenomenon. And so I wrote a thesis about it for Portland State University in the political science department on the impact to democracy of ownership concentration. And what I found was that as media owners moved away from their communities, there was a drift away from programming that reflected local concerns. So about a dozen of us got together and decided to create our dream station. We started out streaming, and then when a frequency became available, we were able to get on the dial locally.
Now, is PRP a lone light in the night sky, or do you see a growing demand for community-based music? Talk to us about that.
Growing demand. I say growing demand, and that's because large media companies gut coverage of all kinds. Carl Hyacin wrote about this for the Miami Herald just this week, that it's happening with local newspapers, and everybody knows that. It's been happening for years. But we value these voices from our communities because it tells us what our neighbors are concerned about and what they're doing, what the art they're creating. The New York Times reported just a couple years ago, I think it was 2018, that there had never been more LPFMs, low-power FM stations. Communities are just struggling to have their voices reflected. And those were created by the FCC under pressure after there was so much broadcasting ownership concentration. The FCC was lobbied heavily and pressured to carve out these small frequencies between the big channels and allow those to be awarded to nonprofits so that communities could communicate on airwaves that belong to all of us, right? And people have a natural hunger to have their voices heard. It's essential in a democracy.
Quite exciting what you have here, and really great to have had you on to introduce Portland Radio Project to the audience. Again, we're speaking with Rebecca Webb, the founder of nonprofit Portland Radio Project, a social impact advocate for community-focused radio supporting local musicians, nonprofits, and small business. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us what has been the most encouraging and or discouraging parts of this mission so far.
Well, Eric, can I start with discouraging so we can end on an up note?
Sure thing. Let's go with the discouraging first. That's a great idea.
Of course, we had a tremendous amount of difficulty finding funding. We started with each co-founder making a capital contribution, and that was a start. But I got to tell you, we anticipated more support from local businesses. We expected more marketing dollars from other nonprofits. But as a new project, we had to really establish ourselves before we experienced a greater, you know, sort of stability along those lines. And that was discouraging at times. We have persevered. We've turned it around. And thanks to our highly skilled volunteers, listeners, and strategic grant writing, we have definitely, and, you know, it's more encouraging now. I would say the most encouraging things that have actually happened during the pandemic, if you can believe it. It was very scary for us at first because events were canceled and part of our revenue, a crucial stream of it, came from partnering in promoting local events and festivals, things like that. But what we found was that just increasing our focus on serving the public and providing the important local media platform that we were providing, we were able to create very relevant programming that mattered during the pandemic. For example, we broadcast the names of businesses that were open for takeout right away. We held a radio town hall with our Senator Jeff Merkley to help gig workers, who are largely musicians, be able to find out if they qualified for the federal aid that was becoming available. We created a couple of new podcasts examining social issues, for example, the Black Lives Matter movement and the street protests. That podcast is called Culture Hub. And we started another new one in partnership with another local nonprofit, The Immigrant Story, called Many Roads to Here, that features literally the stories of immigrants. We're also engaged in a process to diversify our live studio performances. We call that Evolving Drop-In Sessions, and we were able to get some grant funding to develop that content from the Multnomah County Cultural Coalition and the Otzen Foundation. In fact, we've had people we never heard of step up to support our programming during COVID, so it's oddly been an extraordinary year.
Wow, I'd certainly say so. What a year it's been, and it's quite impressive how you shifted gears, adjusted to the climate and the situation and the major challenges, and made a huge impact within the community. Well, well done once again. Again, this is really awesome. As we conclude, do you have advice for entrepreneurs tuning in that may seek to create a music-based enterprise like yourself?
You know, I would say that one of the most important things to do is to start small. We just took on developing an entire radio station, which, you know, we just didn't realize what a mountain that would be to climb. If I had to do it over, I would have started with a podcast like you did and built on it and built out from a smaller base. I would have advertised more. With our own media platform, I think we underestimated the need to establish our identity in other media. And so if I could do it over, I would have invested more upfront in marketing, advertising, that sort of thing. I would say document everything. Get an endorsement from everybody that you help along the way. In other words, be prepared to show your impact because you're going to need it when you go to potential partners. Do you have time for one more?
Absolutely. Bring it on.
Okay. That's the focus on service. Even as an organization explicitly established to serve the public, and even when it felt like we couldn't possibly do any more to serve, we learned that we could. I think you will agree with me that absolutely everyone learned how much more they could stretch during the pandemic. And boy, were we rewarded for it. We were very, very happy to be able to be flexible. I like ninjas.
Rebecca, again, thanks so much for what you do there in the Portland community and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio and sharing some of the wonderful things that you are doing through PRP. Where can listeners tune in and or get more information on the Portland Radio Project?
For sure. We're at PRP.fm. That's just PRP as in Portland Radio Project .fm, like AM/FM. And right there, you'll find a selection where you can click to stream 24/7. You can stream the music. We offer a couple different wonderful formats. You can support us if you'd like by clicking on the big red heart. The podcast co-op is right there with podcasts for you to choose from. Thank you so much, Eric.
And thank you, Rebecca. And hopefully we can get you back on with an update down the track to see what's going on. And really, thank you so much for joining us here today.
That would be great. Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Rebecca Webb, founder of Nonprofit Portland Radio Project and social impact advocate for community-focused radio, supporting local musicians, nonprofits, and small business. And once again, to tune in and for further details, visit prp.fm. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at thepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit thepodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.